Pennsylvania GOP Rep. Our founding fathers called them homemade guns, not ghost guns. By A.W.R. Hawkins on October 2, 2025. Pennsylvania State Representative Tim Bonner, R., argued against legislation on firearms Democrats label ghost guns, noting that our founding fathers referred to such firearms as homemade guns. Bonner referenced the ghost guns lingo, describing it as a connotation far more sinister than what such firearms were called when our founding fathers created their own guns. He added, "We call them ghost guns today. Our founding fathers and our true patriots call them homemade guns." On June 26, 2025, Breitbart News reported Michigan State Senator Jonathan Lindsay's R. opposition to ghost gun legislation in his state. He claimed that the Democrats' ghost gun ban, had it been in place in the 1770s, would have undercut the American Revolution. The Detroit News quoted Lindsay saying, "If this law existed at the moment of our founding, America itself would not exist." He expounded by noting that the guns the colonists used to fight back against the tyranny of the British government were guns that Democrats would label ghost guns today. In sum, Lindsay said our nation most likely would not exist if guns without serial numbers had been illegal at the time of the Revolution. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Dan Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of the NRA and Gun Owners of America, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on X, at R. Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at R. Hawkins at Breitbart.com.